Welcome back, everyone, to the Darkei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's Kinyan on the fifth day of Sfiras HaOmer, the fifth Kinyan of the Kinyani Torah, is that of Sichlus HaLev. So what is Sichlus HaLev? What's its purpose in learning? And what distinguishes it from the previous Kinyan, the fourth Kinyan, that of Binas HaLev? Because both Sichlus HaLev and Binas HaLev seem to have something to do with understanding the Torah. In fact, Rashi says that he doesn't know the difference between the fourth and the fifth Kinyanim, and the Gra actually deletes this Kinyan of Sichlus HaLev from the list of the 48. However, others maintained that it belongs on the list, and will consider three approaches to the meaning of Sichlus HaLev. The first is of the Tiferes Israel, Rabbi Israel Lipschitz, who lived in Poland in the 1800s, and he says that Sichlus HaLev is the contemplation of the esoteric secrets that underlie the exoteric halachos, meaning the sodos that lie beneath the Torah, which a person is really capable only of peering at and glancing at, but not really understanding enough to explain and articulate. But Sichlus HaLev means to have the awareness and the cognizance that there are sodos, there are certain secrets that underlie the Torah that we learn. The second approach is that of Rabbi Matisyahu Hayetzhari, who's lived in Italy in the 15th century and wrote a Perush on Avos, and he says that Sichlus HaLev means that when one reviews the halachos that he learns, he needs to do so in depth and with profundity. Sichlus HaLev is a language of depth. He shouldn't suffice with a superficial and a cursory understanding, because if he has a deep understanding, he'll be able to engage with his Rebbe, from whom he learned the Torah for the first time, and he'll be able to have a discourse, a back and forth of questions and answers, and he'll be able to better clarify the Torah that he learned the first time that he heard it, when he wasn't necessarily able to ask those questions because he didn't have a full understanding. But when you go back and you review and you now have a better understanding and you have more questions and you raise the questions and then you have more answers and then more questions and answers and so on and so forth, you come to a better understanding of the Torah. Sometimes the most penetrating understanding emerges only after days, weeks, months, even years of going back and forth and trying to determine and uncover the truth. And when you see a Rebbe at a wedding or another simcha, you'll be able to go up and ask him about the sugya that you learned because you reviewed it, and now you have more questions to ask and you can glean more of an insight into that sugya. The third approach is that of Rav Yaakov Emdin in his Sefer Lechem Shamayim, his Perush on Avos, where he says that Sichlus is a language of histaklus, which refers to being able to see a bigger picture, not getting stuck in the trees, but rather being able to pull out and see the forest, to see the past history and the future ramifications of the halacha that's in front of you in the present. So when you're learning, you can't suffice with an understanding just of the halacha that's before you, the specific sugya that you're tackling at that time. You have to understand the foundation on which that sugya is built, and also the impact of that sugya on the broader halachic system. It's said about the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, by his son, Rabbi Aryeh Leib HaKohen, that when his father, whenever he learned, whether in his youth or his old age, he would always return to the most original and primary source of the topic. And then he would weave his way from the first sources all the way down to the contemporary sources. And Rav Shachter Shlita often comments that Rav Soloveitchik's Derech HaLimud was the same, because only by seeing the bigger picture of the halacha can a person really truly comprehend the halacha and its impact on the broader system and its relationship with other sugyos and halachos. So by acquiring Sichlus HaLev, we, number one, appreciate that there are deeper secrets to the Torah that we don't necessarily fully understand. We, number two, review the Torah that we've learned with depth so that we can better clarify and comprehend the Torah. And number three, we learn the Torah with an understanding of the bigger picture that surrounds the topic that's before us. All in all, we become in-depth learners focused on iyun in the Torah HaKedoshah.